from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from O.C. Lee Page, age 75 at the time of this interview.
Back in our day, it was a whole lot different. We was limited where we could go as a minority person. Our school days, they were a lot of fun, just like yours today. We had a lot of fun in school, and we had some exceptional teachers. I loved all my teachers, and I loved them because they tried to teach us, and they did teach us. Teachers was exceptional good back in those days. I had guys out here was talking about the military when I was young, and I listened to them in the places that they travel, like Japan, Europe, and all the places. That got to me. That hit me, and I said, boy, I love to travel and see the world. See, my goal wasn't I wanted to be rich or anything like that. I didn't have that type of goal. I just wanted a normal life out here in the society, have a family. Those are my goals, and I had that. I accomplished that. What you have to do is work for yourself, because out here, nobody's going to give you anything. When I got out of service my first 3 years out in Kansas, I went to school out there. I quit. I didn't like Kansas. So I came back home, and I went back into the military. Then when I came here, my last 5 years, and I was stationed here in Pittsburgh. And I was taking college from LaRose and different places like that. So you can go to college in the service while you're in there. And a lot of guys get their degree. I didn't get mine because I was a military man, and I was what you call strike. You type of guy that fell out with your boots shine. I really regret for not going to college. I really do. I usually don't like to talk about war, because I was there too for that. I was in Vietnam 2 years, and that's an experience. But when I went to Vietnam the first time, we were scared. But eventually, you don't get scared anymore. You kind of say, hey, I'm sick of this. And I was in charge of the whole 4th Infantry Supply Division up here as the NCOIC, and I don't want nobody to experience it. Nobody. You need not to experience that. But some of us have to do it, you know. I was one of them. I went over there with a group of guys over there. We all went over together. And I got shipped out forward to a forward base. And I had guys under me. Only thing I asked for, and I prayed to God about, let me bring all my guys back home. And he did. Brought every one of them back home. I was happy. Got them out of Vietnam. God was good. He was good. When I came back home, we used to have these meals around here. It was a lot of meals and everything. I had no desire to work in the mill. So I went back in the service. I reenlisted, and that's where I stayed for 20 years. Once I retired, I got out here and worked in the civilian population. I went into the food business. I managed restaurants. You got your school program in school. I managed those. And then I got out of food service. And then I got into a cleaning company. I liked that. I stayed with that 12 years, and then I retired. Got tired of working. I worked almost 50 years. So it was time to go. And I came out here and I got elected as the president of the NAACP, and this is where I've been since. There's opportunities out there. Don't sit back and let them go by. You guys can jump on these things, you know. Don't let nobody tell you can't, because you can do it. Just set your goals. That's all you got to do. Yes, don't let life pass you by, because it goes quick. Quick. Now I'm 75 years old, and it don't pass me by. It went so quick for me, see? Time waits for nobody. It goes. So don't waste it. I have nothing I want to change in my life. Nothing.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Dennis Sanders, Donovan Kelly, Michael Smith, and Lucas Kelly. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.